Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Vav. We are on page 398. Dine Eruvim Min HaTorah. The halachas of Eruvim Min HaTorah. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Min HaTorah Ein Chayev Ela B'motzi U'machnes V'zorek U'moshet Mirishus HaYochel L'Rishus HaRabim. So the first point the Mechaber tells us is that midaraisa, one is not chayev unless he takes out, brings in, he throws, he passes from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim, or from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayochid. The chachamim asru mekarmelis l'rishus hayochid ol rishus harabim, o mehem l'karmelis. The chachamim went along and asked from a karmelis to a rishus hayochid, or to a rishus harabim, and the opposite, from the rishus harabim or rishus hayochid to the karmelis. Avamokom petur mutter lahotzi ulahachnis mimenu l'rishus hayochid v'l'rishus harabim u'mehem l'socho. But when it comes to a mokom petur, then you're allowed to take out and bring in from it to a rishus hayochid or rishus harabim, or from the rishus hayochid or rishus harabim to the mokom petur. Avol, however, ha'omid b'rishus hayochid, one who is standing in rishus hayochid, u'motzi u'machnis u'moshet v'zorek l'rishus harabim, derech mekom p'tur o'ibcha chayiv. So the person is standing in a rishus hayochid, and he does any of these things to a rishus harabim, by means of a mokom p'tur, or the opposite is going to be chayiv. So again, if you're taking from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim, but going through a mokom p'tur, you will still be chayiv. V'chein lo yamod odam ha-mokom p'tur, and so too a person should not be standing on a mokom p'tur, v'yika chayfetz miyad mi sh'omei v'rishus harabim, and be taking an item from someone standing in a rishus harabim, v'yitnenu l'mi sh'omei v'rishus hayochir o ipcha. So you can't be in a mokom p'tur taking from one in a rishus harabim, passing it to someone else in a rishus hayochid, or the opposite. Ulahachlif derech mekom p'tur b'rishuyos derabonon. However, to do this swapping by means of a mokom p'tur when it comes to rishuyos that are only asim in derabonon, meaning instead of a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim, it will be a rishus hayochid to a karmelis. So then yesh osrim, there are some who say it's asr there as well. V'yesh matirim, and there are those who say that's mutter. V'ayin lekamon simin shin ayin beis sivov. So now let's see the Mishavura, and we'll clarify all these cases. Again, the first case of the Mechaber is, as we know, that midaraisa, you're not going to be chayav for being motzi, being machnis, being zorik, being moshit, unless it is from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim, or from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayochid. Says the Mishavura, Sif Katan Aleph, u'moshit. What exactly does that mean to pass? Hainu shegufo omid b'rishus echad. His body is in one rishus. U'moshet biyodo hachefetz l'rishus acher. And he's passing with his hands the item to another rishus. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin shin mem zayim b'shaburus of katan ches l'inyan moshet me'rishus hayochad l'rishus hayochad derech rishus harabim. We'll discuss later, if one is standing in one spot and he's passing from rishus hayochad to rishus hayochad, but he's going through a rishus harabim. That we'll get to a mirtz Hashem soon. The Chachomim Osru. Point number two of the Mechaber was that although Daraisa is only also Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim, but Chazal Aser Karmelis to either one of those as well. Says the Mishabura, Dehu Damyek Tzas L'Rishus Harabim. A Karmelis is a little bit similar to Rishus Harabim. She'ein Mechitzos, because a Karmelis, as we know, does not have walls. U'mikom Mokom Eino Rishus Harabim. Although it's similar to a Rishus Harabim, it is not a Rishus Harabim. De'lav lehilucha de'rab mavida. A Karmelis is not made for the travel of the Rabim, and therefore it's somewhere in between Rishus Harabim and Rishus Hayochid. V'lochein gozru alov chachamim. Therefore the chachamim who goes on a Karmelis, shalo lahotzi u'lahachnis imenu bein l'Rishus Harabim. Ubein l'rishus hayochid, you can't pass from a karmelis to either place, a rishus rabim or rishus hayochid. And the reason they answered this is kedei shelo yavo lahatir af rishus hayochid rishus rabim. Since it's somewhere in the middle, it is a gzeira. Karmelis is out. You can't pass from a karmelis to rishus hayochid or rishus rabim because of a gzeira. If you did, you might come to carry from a rishus hayochid to rishus rabim. Sifkaton gimel. Point number three of the Mechaber was from a mokum tour, you are allowed to be motzi or machnes from it to rishus hayochid or rishus harabim and vice versa. So says the Mishabura, mutter lahotzi ulahachnes v'hu adin lahoshet v'lizrok. Here the Mechaber only mentioned lahotzi ulahachnes. Akta Mishabura, the same thing is true with passing or throwing. Sivkotan Dalud. This is the next point in the Mechaber, where he said, if you're standing in Rosh HaYachid, and you're being Motzi O Machnes Moshe Vezorek Tur Rosh HaSarabim, through a Mokum Tur, you're going to be Chayiv. So this case is, you're in a Rosh HaYachid, you are passing to a Rosh HaSarabim, through a Mokum Tur, it's not going to help you, you're still going to be Chayiv. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Dalud, Ratzalomer means to say, Shehaya Omeid, he was standing, V'halach V'hotzi O Hichnes. So here the Mishavu is addressing, if you're standing, what does that mean? You're being motzi or being machnes, and you're being moshit. Moshit is staying in your place and passing into the other rishus. So motzi or machnes has to be that you're walking and you're bringing it to the other place. So the Mishavu explains, when the Mechaber says you're being omeid, what it means to say is, shahaya omeid, you were standing at first, v'halach, and then you started walking, v'hotzi or hichnes, and then you took it out or you brought something in. Oshin nishar omeid, or you remain standing, Ela Shaho Shirozarak, and then you did the Hoshata, the passing, or the Zrika, which is the throwing. You can be chayv in all these cases. Sivkotan Hey, Dekevan Sha'osa Akira Birishus Hayachid. Since you uprooted the item from the Rishus Hayachid, you did an Akira, Vihanocha Birishus Arabin, you placed it down in the Rishus Arabin, O Ibcho, the opposite. So Lo Ichbas Lon Mashahevir Betayim Derech Mokum Tur. We don't care that on the way it went through a Mokum Tur, that's not going to help you. V'davka shelo omad b'mokum Tur. But this is only true that you're going to be chayyah from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim derech HaMokum Tur if you didn't make a stopover along the way in the Mokum Tur. Aval omad me'at shom. But if you stopped and you stood a little bit in the Mokum Tur, v'achar kachazar v'hotzi l'Rosh HaSa'achar, and then you went and took it out to the other Rishus, then in fact you'd be potter. Kevan sha'asa hanocha b'mokum Tur. Since you did the hanocha b'mokum Tur. So why don't we say it's mutter? We learned that a makom tur is mutter to carry to Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim. So why are we saying, if you took from the Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim with a stopper of the makom tur, so then we said, you are going to be potter, which is potter aval aser. Why isn't it mutter? So explains the Chavetz Chaim, mikom makom isur de rabbanon ika apazeh. Lamaisa, in this case, there still would be an Issa Drabonim. The gazrinan dilma osi la kule ulafuke lahedya Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim. Because again, although it's mutter to take from a Mokum Tur to Rosh HaSarabim, that's only from here to there. But in our case, you're going from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaSarabim with a stopover of the Mokum Tur, that Rabbanon Asard, because you may forget about the stopover and carry directly from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaSarabim, which would be a Daraisa. V'hu adin da'asar lahotzi mitam zeh. It's also going to be asar to be motzi from this reason, may Rosh HaYachid l'mokum Tur derech Rosh HaSarabim. So even if you want to take out from Rosh HaYachid to a Mokum Tur, but on the way you're passing through Rosh HaSarabim, that's also going to be Aser, Afi Mizor Shalom Rosh HaSarabim. Even if you're careful to go from the Rosh HaYachid directly to the Mokum Tur without stopping in the Rosh HaSarabim, but you might stop. Since you might stop, they Aser in this case also going from Rosh HaYachid to a Mokum Tur. Says the Mishabura Vayter and Sivkotan Vav. The next point the Mechaber said was, you also shouldn't be standing in a Mokum Tur, taking from someone in Rosh HaYachid and passing it to someone in Rosh HaSarabim. So here the Mishabura is going to be omed on this word of V'chein. Because the last case we said that you're going from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaSarabim through a Mokum Tur, there we said you're going to be Chayiv. The case was, if you're omed in Rosh HaYachid and you're being motzi to Rosh HaSarabim through a Mokum Tur, you're going to be Chayiv. And now we're saying V'chein, which sounds like it has the same din, but in this case, you're not really chayiv, because all you're doing is standing in a Mokum Tur, taking from one person of Rosh HaYachid and passing it to another person of Rosh HaRabim. We're not going to say that you're going to be chayiv in that case. So says the Mishabura, Hay V'chein Ladavka. This word V'chein is not to be taken so exacting. D'chiyuv alakabaza. There is no chiyuv chatos in this case when you are in the Mokum Tur. D'kevan shehu ba'atzmo omeid v'nav Mokum Tur. Since you are in the Mokum Tur and the item you are receiving is having a hanocha in Mokum Tur, miyad sheigia hachefetz negdo. Once the item comes to you, nasa kemo sheniyal shamadis, as if you put it down over there a little bit. And therefore, you can't say that taking from one person of Rosh HaYachid, passing it to another person of Rosh HaRabim is going to be a chayiv, v'nokar v'chein mishum isura. So rather, says the Mishabura, the loshon of v'chein in the Mechaber is only all going on the fact that it's usr. It has a different din. The first case is chayiv. This is not going to be chayiv. This is going to be potter. But they're both not allowed. Mishum di'alko ponim. Because at the lemaisa, when you are standing in a Malkum Torah and taking from one over here and giving someone else over there, Nasa al Yodah Hotzom Rishisa Yachalur Sharabim. The bottom line is, you are enabling a passing from Rishisa Yachalur Sharabim through you, and therefore, Chazal asked that. Because Va'osi la Kule Ulahotzi Mirishisa Yachalur Rishisa Rabim Lahedya. Chazal will worry if you're standing in a Malkum Torah, taking from someone in Rosh Hashayachat, passing it to someone in Rosh Hashayachat, we're worried that that's going to lead you to carry directly from Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat, and therefore, although the V'chein is not exacting in terms of the first case is going to be Chai V'chatos, this case is going to be Potter, but in terms of them both not being allowed, the V'chein is saying they're both not allowed. Sivkat and Zayin, in explaining this last case, that you're in a Malkum Torah, you're taking an item from someone in a Rosh Hashayachat, passing it to someone in Rosh Hashayachat, or the opposite, that's going to be not allowed. Says the Mishabura, V'hu adin likach mikarko Rosh Hashayachat, litin lakarko Rosh Hashayachat, Zotach HaVetz Chaim, it's lav dafka, you're taking from person A to person B. It's the same din if you're in a Malkum Torah and you're picking up something from the Rosh Hashayachat, putting it down in Rosh Hashayachat will be the same thing. It would be Asa Midrabonim. Then the Mechaber said in his last point, what if you're standing in the Malkum Torah and you're not passing from Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat, but rather it's one of these Rishios and a Carmelis where the whole thing can only be a Derabonim? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Ratz Lomar, Sha'omer al Malkum Torah. It means to say you're in a Malkum Torah. V'notel miyad mi Sha'omer Rosh Hashayachat, and you're taking from someone or from the ground in a Rosh Hashayachat. V'nosein liyad ha'omer the Carmelis, and now you're passing it to someone or the Rishus of the Carmelis. O ibcha, or the opposite. The same thing would be true if you're taking it from Rosh Hashayachat and you're placing it in Malkum Torah. So then after the stopover in the Malkum Torah, you're then passing it to a Carmelis. So there we say it's a machlokas. If caught on test, Yesh Osim, there are those who say the same way that we're in Malkum Torah and you're taking it from Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat, that it's going to be Aser. So too, taking it from a Malkum from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashayachat through the Malkum Torah is also going to be Aser. Svir lehu they hold. The ein lechalik bin Rishuyos daraisel Rishuyos darabanan l'inyan zeh. We're not mechalik. The same way you can't be in a Malkum Torah taken from Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat, you also can't be in a Malkum Torah taken from Rosh Hashayachat to a Carmelis. However, sevkaton yud v'yesh matir, and there are those who are matir. Svir lehu they hold. The dafka bin Rishuyos daraisel gazrinan. They say no, only in Rishuyos daraisel. From Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat, that's where the Rabbanim would go there. Masha'en came to Rosh Hashayachat to Rabbanim. But not when it comes to Rosh Hashayachat to Rabbanim, like from a Rosh Hashayachat to a Carmelis. To have Xera L'Xera, that's Xera L'Xera. Because even if you would end up forgetting about the Malkum Torah in the middle, and you would take from the Rosh Hashayachat to the Carmelis, it would only be at the Rabbanim. So this would be Xera L'Xera, and therefore this sheet that holds, it is Mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Menat Torah, Ein chayiv elo b'mavir arba amos b'shus harabim. Now we move from the case of taking out from Rosh Hashayachat to Rosh Hashayachat, and we're talking about the case of just carrying four amos in the Rosh Hashayachat. So midaraisa, one is not chayiv, as we know, unless he carries four amos in the Rosh Hashayachat. The chachomim osru lahavir arba amos b'karmelis. The rabbonon asered also carrying four amos in a karmelis. The yom ubika, the sea and an open field, Trey Gavni Carmelis Ninu, as we discussed previously, those are two different cases of Carmelis. Umutr Lutaltal Mizola Zotoch Arba Amos. You are allowed to pass from type Carmelis A to type Carmelis B as long as you are not carrying a total of four Amos. So 3 points in the Mechaber Sebeis. Number one, Daraisa, you can't carry four amos in Rosh Hashanah. The Rabban, you can't carry four amos in a Carmelis. And number three, to carry from one Carmelis to another Carmelis is mutter, as long as you are carrying less than four amos total between the two Rishuyos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph. B'mavir arba amos. This is going on the case Daraisa and Rosh Hashanah. Hainu ayde akira vanocha. Zakta Mishabura, as we know, and we'll see in greater detail later as well, to be over the Issa Daraisa of carrying for Amos and Rosh Hashanah, there has to be an Akira and a Hanocha. The Issa Durabonon Ika Aide Akira Hanocha Levad, but if you carry for Amos and Rosh Hashanah, and you only have either an Akira or a Hanocha, so then it would be awesome with Durabonon, and we'll see more about this. Kidal Kamon, Besimin Shin Mem Zayim. Sevkot and Yud Beis, we said the Rabbanon Asr carrying four Amos and a Carmelis. To who Dumya the Rishus HaRabim, the Kanal, like we said before, because it's similar to Rishus HaRabim, so if it goes there, you can't carry 4 amos in a Karmelus, you might come to carry 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim. Finally, come up with Simon Shin Mem Tesef, Hey, Ubim Shavu Risham. Sif Katan Yugimah, the last point of the Mechaber was, if you have two different types of Karmelus, you can pass from one to the other as long as it's less than a total of 4 amos. Rotzalomar, the Afal Pikein Mutu Tata Mezola Zo. Even though it's two types, you're still allowed to pass from one to the other. The logozer mishum rishios, they did not make a gzeira from Carmelus A to Carmelus B that you might come to pass to different types of rishios, like a rishis harab and rishis yachad. That gzeira was not made, so it's mutter as long as, again, you're carrying less than 4 amos total. Says the mechaber vaitis of gimel. We'll just do the mechaber. So karfeith, a karfeith pirish. What is a karfeith? Mokum shemukaf mechitzos. It's a place that is surrounded by walls. Below Kerui, without a covering, Kimo Chotzer. So it's like a courtyard. It's surrounded by walls, there's no roof on top of it. So if the area of the Karfif is Yoser mi Beis Asayim, it's more than a Beis Asayim, we'll see exactly what that is soon. Shalohu Kafladira, it was not surrounded with this wall for dwelling purposes. So even though really it has a din of a Rosh HaYachid, it's surrounded by 4 walls, Asru Chachomim Mutaltalbo. The Chachomim Asr carrying in this Karfif, Elatoch Arba Amos. They said you're only allowed to carry less than 4 amos. Umutar lahotzi mimenu lekarmelus, and you are allowed to carry from this karfev to a karmelus, acher, a different karmelus, kegon bika ha'overes lefana, for example, if there's a bika, a big open field that is in front of it, you can carry from the karfev to the bika, which is a karmelus. So let's see the mishabura on these important points. The katon yudalit. So you have a karfif that's Yosem Beis Asayim. Vishir Beis Asayim of Urla Kamam Asim and Shinun Ches. We'll see more about the Shiva Beis Asayim later in Shinun Ches. But what is the measurements? Shu Shivim Amo V'Arbo Tfachim. It is 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim. Al Shivim Amo V'Arbo Tfachim B'Ribua. It's a square of 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim by 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim. That is a Shiva Beis Asayim. So if you have an enclosed area, a karfif that is larger than that, so then, if it's lohuk of ladiras, if katan tezvav, kigon shahaya daiter lintoa olezro uchiagavna, when you surrounded this karfif, you planned on planting there. You did not plan on living there. The kamavur lakamam is simin shunun ches. Siv katan tezayin osru chacham, the chachamim gave it a din of a karmelus. You can't carry 4 amos there. Shekevon shu gadol kokach. Since it is so large, Osi Lumichla Rishus HaRabim, one can come to confuse it with Rishus HaRabim, V'asa'u Chacham Gekarmelus. So the Chacham said, this area, although Midaraisa, it's a Rishus HaYachad, it's surrounded by 4 walls, you should be allowed to carry freely there. The Chacham said, it looks similar to Rishus HaRabim, it's very large, and therefore they gave it in Karmelus, you cannot carry 4 amos in that Karfif. But then we said, you are allowed to carry from the karfif, which gets a din of a karmelus, to another karfif. And what the Mishabura has to explain now, if really midaraisa, it's a rishus hayochid, so why would you be allowed to carry to another karmelus? We want to give it a din of a karmelus, lechumra, that you can't carry within it, but why are we also going lekula, that you can now carry from this rishus hayochid, which is a din of a karmelus, to another karmelus? Really it's a rishus hayochid, which we say you can't carry to a karmelus. So explains the Mishabura, Sefkatin Yodzayin, after minatora hu rishus hayochid l'chol dover. Even though Midaraisa, this karfif that's surrounded by a wall, that was lohukav ladira, has a din of a rishus hayochid lagabi everything, kevan sheyesh lo mechitzo, since it has 4 walls, v'hazorek mitochol rishus harabim chayiv, it's poshut if you would throw something from the karfif, which is a rishus hayochid daraisa, into a rishus harabim, you would be chayiv achatos. Umei rishus hayochid lakarmelis halo osir lohosi v'kanal. And we know from a rishus hayochid to take out to a karmelis is also going to be osir midirabonim. So why are we saying it's mutter over here? Mikomokom kan hitiru. Very important point in the Mishabura. Over here, we said in the Mechaber, it's mutter. Why? If we're going to say that you can't carry from this area of the karfif, which is a din daraisa of Rishus HaYachid, to a karmelus, yizburu shu Rishus HaYachid gamur. People are going to think that this karfif has a din of a regular Rishus HaYachid 100%. V'ein shame karmelus alav klal. And they're going to think there's no shame karmelus on it at all. V'yavo letalto b'kulo k'shar Rishus HaYachid. They're going to come to carry freely in this area as if it's a regular Rishus HaYachid. And because, like we said before, the karfif is similar to Rosh Hashanah because it's so large, people are going to see people carrying in this karfif, they're going to come to carry in a real Rosh HaSarabim. Ki dome zek tzas l'Rosh HaSarabim. Because this area is a little bit similar to Rosh HaSarabim. Kevon shu gadol l'hukov adira, since it's large and it was not surrounded for a dwelling. Therefore, Chazal gave it a din of a karmelis, of a regular karmelis. Lagabe this, shemuter lohotzi yemenu lekarmelis acher kegon bikkav kiyotze baze. To summarize, what the Mishabura is telling us over here, although this karfet that's hukaf shalolodira, the raisa is a rishis ayachel. If you pass him here to rishis rabbi, you chay v'chatos. But Chazal placed the chumra that since it resembles a Rosh HaSarabim, it's large, it's not a local vadira, so they gave it a din kamos that you can't carry 4 amos. But if they would just stop right there and say that it's going to be usher to pass from this area to another karmelis, so they're going to go l'chumra on both ends, and l'chumra say it's a Rosh HaSayachid, people are going to take it too far and think it's a real Rosh HaSayachid, and they're going to lose the first din. They're going to come to carry freely there as if it's a Rosh HaSayachid, and then we have the original problem. It looks like a Rosh HaSarabim, and others are going to start carrying a Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore the only way we could uphold this gzeira that you shouldn't carry 4 amos over here, so you shouldn't confuse it with Rosh HaSarabim, they had to be lenient and say we give it a full din karmelis, and you can even pass from this karmelis to another karmelis, even though really it's a Rosh HaSayachid, and it shouldn't be allowed, but in order to uphold the dinim that we want to keep in place, that one should not carry in a Rosh HaSarabim, they had to be lenient and allow you to carry from this karmelis, which is really Rosh HaSayachid, into another karmelis. We'll stop here and pick up with the Rama in Mirtz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.